You have just entered the Katie Ma podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 70 of the KB Mod Podcast. Now, when I saw it was 70, I was happy because that's the limit at which I will not fuck someone above 70 years old. So that's my limit, which I feel like it offers. It just gives me a chance to get laid way more often if I push it to 70. I mean, there's nothing.
Once you get that 50 and over crowd.
The 50 and over crowd really seems to be a little more desperate than
ladies. Women mature. Women mature at an older age. So
that's right.
Asking them to take out their teeth.
So if you think of it, yeah. Like when you're having sex with a chick when she's 18, she's actually about 13. Because women mature slower than men do.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So John's like, wait a minute.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
So when they're 70, they're like 25.
No, yeah. I don't like any of this math.
This math is disturbing me. It's good to be back. Missed the last 2 weeks, but it's good to be back.
We're not happy about last week.
No? Why?
You missed 69, you fucking idiot.
Oh, 69. Yeah, I know.
It was pretty great. It was pretty great.
Was it? I'm sure it
no,
was.
No, it was.
You better be here for episode 420.
I like how you asked if it was great. Like you didn't even bother to listen to it after the fact.
Can we just make next week's episode 420? And then like go from 419 to 421 later?
Didn't we figure it was going to be like 8 years or something?
I'm just willing to choke up in real time as long as we're willing to lose our legs during the cast. I mean, that's something we don't have to.
Well, I don't have any, so I'm gay.
I will take this burden that you have asked.
Yeah.
I will take the ganja to Mordor.
One does not simply toke up in Mordor.
I think everyone tokes up in Mordor. Those pipes, everyone's smoking.
Dude, why wouldn't you?
Podcast is workable. Thank you,
Jeff. K9, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, but what have we all been playing this week? Brandon, do you want to start out?
So I've been playing a lot this week, actually. Obviously, with a little time off for Thanksgiving, had some time to play, so I finished up Assassin's Creed 2, which was a lot longer than I thought it was. Like I had no preconceived notion of how long that game was. It took me probably a good 22, 25 hours, something like that.
Can we just have a round of applause because Brandon played a single player game?
Yeah, I know.
We got the soundboard from Nikon.
It is pretty impressive that I stuck with it that long. But so I finished that up, and then over the break, I think we'll get into the Steam sale here in a little bit, but I bought XCOM Enemy Unknown,
which nice, good
I've
choice.
Been playing, and so we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. And then I just bought Borderlands 2 yesterday on sale, and I've only got a little bit into that with Dan last night, so having a lot of fun so far.
That's good. That's good. XCOM, I played a little bit before it was released. I liked it a lot. I played a lot of XCOM UFO Defense back in the day. And I'm hearing it's got a really good like score. It's got like 90s or 89.
Yeah, I had never played. Yeah. I'd never played XCOM before. I understand, obviously, this is kind of a remake or an evolution of a previous game. I had never played it before. I love the combat system. And kind of the turn-based stuff is really cool. The only thing I don't like about the game is that the like building bases and doing upgrades and stuff, like everything outside of the combat, I find really confusing. And I'm like 8 hours in, and I still don't really get it. Like people are leaving, you know, countries are leaving XCOM. I assume that's a bad thing, I can't do anything about it. So
you know what?
Brandon, in such high gear. He's like, how do I control everyone?
I've had four or five countries leave XCOM, and I'm like, I don't know how I could have stopped that from happening, but it seems like a bad thing.
It's totally unavoidable. I played so much of the original, and I'm glad to hear Scott did as well. But like, there's no way to keep the whole world happy. So you have to kind of focus on what is the most beneficial to me and how can I get the best research.
Well, right now I basically have the U.S. and just North America happy. The rest, everyone else is
fuck the rest of the world. Dude.
Everyone else just on fire.
Asia. Yeah.
Keep China happy.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be fucked.
That's a good point.
It's a good choice.
We do need Asia. So
I was watching Lethal Frag play that game one night, and his Chinese dudes, all of them died just over and over. It became like a, and then China said, "Fuck it, we're out."
Yeah, that's the thing with, like, with that game. Like, you advance one dude a little too far before you see any enemies, and all of a sudden there's five of them, and that dude is gone.
Yep, he's dead. Doomed. I just rage quit one time because I had like four or five captains and like a major, and then all of them died in one mission. And I was right, like, then. "Fuck it, I'm restarting." Just
yeah. Die. See, I basically just save religiously. I probably have 30 saves because I just like,
that's fair.
Oh, I'm at a good point in this map. I'm just going to save this. I don't think I could Iron Man that game.
Mm. Yeah, Iron Man sounds ridiculous.
Have you named any of your characters after KB Mod people? And when they die, do you just feel such a profound loss because they're gone forever? Or no, I'm scared away from that. Because I used to do that with my real life friends and kill the ones that I fucking hated. Oh, fuck. Just send them right into battle and have them die. And like, I would just jerk off onto my monitor, like, yeah, fucking dead. It's so good.
I have not done anything like what you just described.
Brandon, that doesn't sound you. It sounds like you'd be totally into that.
He has sent an entire squad of Nick Fentons to their doom.
Yeah, that I could see. No? No one named everyone Nick Fenton? No.
By the way, I have banned Kill Nick Fenton jokes from the Twitter questions.
I apologize.
This week.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, we've
only got a backlog of about 30 episodes that you can go to for those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hear them.
People are like, that's the straw. Everyone leaves. Our viewer count goes to zero. Like, that's can't handle it. Yeah. What about you, John? What have you been playing this week?
A lot of stuff. I mean, mostly TF2 because ESEA season starts soon. So I've been playing a significant amount, though it looks like my team's probably not going to happen. So we'll see what happens there. I'll have to find a new one. PlanetSide 2. I've been playing. I played a few hours of that. It's great.
It's good.
But it's more of a what the fuck am I doing kind of thing. But it's just like there's all of these people, and that's great. I don't have any idea what I'm doing. But it's just fun.
Yeah, the game seems.
People.
I played for maybe an hour or so yesterday, and it just seems so deep. When I go into any of the customization stuff, I'm like, good lord, I could see how
and
someone
they lowered
could sink,
all the unlock times.
I could
too.
See how someone could sink a ton of time into it and really get into it. But I was just playing by myself, and it was more fun because the population is a lot bigger now that it's actually released. But I don't know. It didn't really grab me. I think I've got to play on a squad before I can really.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Give real
like
impressions.
A 10-man group.
Yeah. What the chat's been saying. My experience is only beta, obviously, and beta like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. But
your experience was
the
five
chat
frames
is,
a second, then.
No, dude, it ran really well. Actually,
oh, fuck.
That's the thing. It ran really well, but it was. Sucky because when I would get in a good battle, it was amazing. But then, like, if I would fast travel somewhere, then the battle was over in 2 minutes. I was stuck. Like, they didn't have good transport methods in yet. And, like, so you would go, maybe catch the end of a battle, and then you were just like, well, now I have 15 minutes of travel before I can get to the next hotspot.
See, I think it seems different now because there's so many people now that there are a lot more places where there are battles going on. So I was always able to teleport into a battle, but the battles seemed kind of meaningless. Like you were just throwing guys at this certain spot. And so I think if you're with a group, you could kind of do an organized flank or something and have that be fun. But it was like, I don't know, there were hot spots where there were just people. And it's like you would die because you got sniped or you would be doing the sniping and hitting people from across the map. I don't know. It's a very different beast than pretty much anything out there.
I've been playing the Black Cox as well, but I only play that with people now. So I'll jump on if I catch you streaming or something and play for a couple hours. And I got Borderlands 2, and I haven't really played it much because TF2. But
you could have played
John's
with
camera
last
right now. Looks like he's in an Instagram filter, can I just say? John, say something so it pops up on my screen. Oh, well, I can see you on the stream.
Scott can't look at anything.
I can't be bothered to have the stream open. I need him to talk so the Skype window pops up. All right.
Yeah. I mean,
what is this? A plebeian podcast?
I bought The Walking Dead as well because it's actually been reviewed really highly.
So. Yeah, I heard that game's awesome.
I haven't heard a single negative about
people
that
lose their
series.
Shit over that. And I watch it. I'm like, it looks like a fucking choose your click. You know,
it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I heard the writing and characters are fucking really good.
It is. I mean, I've played like a half hour so far, and it's been really, really interesting.
I mean, it's the same people that did Jurassic Park, the game. Same.
How could it not be good?
Yeah, that's why. Well, when I heard that, I was like, "Well, that's going to be awful." But yeah,
yeah, no, that's it. When it's I heard Telltale, that, I was, right? Wow, that's yeah, it's Telltale.
Well, Telltale did the Back to the Future game too, and that game was actually awesome.
Yeah, that game is pretty good, but Jurassic Park is one of the worst things in history.
I could be biased though, because Back to the Future is like my favorite movie of all time.
That game got, I think it got like mediocre. I mean, I didn't play it, but if you like it, it's good enough for me. Hex, I don't have to go look at the.
Seems like if you like Walking Dead type stuff anyway, like if you already like the TV show, it's probably right up your alley.
Yeah, Tetra Ninja for Clementine. Yeah, he's played through all of them. Tetra's
played through every game.
Yeah, ever. Even if it's not released yet, it's part of his powers. Yeah. And also passing out in flower pots.
Yeah, he's also really good at that. You missed it, man. We had him on.
Can never let it go. Did that come up? Yeah.
We introed with that.
Oh, you introed with it?
Sure.
Oh,
wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Definitely got to listen to that.
So. All right.
What about you, Hex? Sexy Hexy.
What have I been playing this week? Pretty much exclusively Black Ops 2 still. I don't know what it is about this Call of Duty game. I wasn't ever a huge Call of Duty fan. Like, I put a fair number of hours in Modern Warfare 2 on the 360 with my brothers, but any PC one, even COD 4, never really hooked me. But Black Ops 2, it's got me hooked on my first game. I have a lot of fun with it.
It's fun. That's all there is to it. It's fun. Yep,
exactly.
It's not a good game at all. It's just a fun game.
Yeah, it's fun.
A good game would require balance and awesome map design. It's just fun as shit, and I think that's what they're going for with this one.
You know what? Yeah, a lot of the maps that I did not care for initially, now I really like. Like Express, I think Express is actually a decent map.
I like Express a lot.
The worst map ever.
I mean, everything works for Domination and Kill Confirmed.
Is that the train map? The one with the train in the middle?
Scooter the Train. He has his own Twitter.
Scooter the Train. I like Express. That's always been one of my favorites. I don't know.
I like Express. I like Express now. I still hate Drone.
Drone is awful.
Drone is basically the Jurassic Park map, as someone described it to me earlier this week, and I was like, yeah, that's accurate. It's like a jungle with a fucking tech facility in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Drone is fucking awful. I hate Drone. Yeah, a cargo is a camp fest a lot of times, I feel like.
And I liked Cargo initially. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, Cargo, that could be good. I can play on Cargo. I just don't care for Cargo. I still think Hijacked is one of the best maps that they've had in quite a while.
Yeah.
Hijacked is Nuketown.
Yeah, it's Nuketown, but it's actually good.
No, in the best of ways. It's me and Scott getting fence bangs on Nuketown. That's what Hijacked
is. Oh, yeah,
That shit is so fun. Dude,
it's so good.
Yeah, so it's awesome. It's mostly just been Black Ops 2 for me this week. I'm trying to think if I played anything else.
You guys are really making me want to get it for PC because I liked it on console.
It's a really good PC game.
Yeah,
it's not a Call of Duty. Like, it's a legit PC game. They put effort into it.
Yeah, they put a lot of effort into it.
They patched more FOV in.
Did they really?
What?
Yeah, it was patched to 90.
I have to start, and they patched in 90, right?
It was 80, and then they patched to 90. Yeah.
The only thing, my only complaint with Black Ops 2 at this point is that I still have to use like that Xbox Live style matchmaking bullshit. Just give me a server browser, for the love of Christ. Just give me a server browser.
And the matchmaking is really bad.
Yeah,
too.
It's not good at all.
So. I don't know. When we play, it seems to have intelligent matchmaking, though. It'll always put you up against the full team if possible, and then it makes the games actually interesting to play in.
That is true. Yeah, it does do that.
It's like if you run with like four, like it's like forever to find a game. I don't know what it is. If you're on with six, it's all right. Awesome. But
that's right.
I'm gonna have to get that. I have to do it. I've been playing. So we obviously had that Prestige live stream, and I was playing Black Ops 2 on console, which is still fun. It's like you said, it's a fun game. It's madness. It'll be interesting to see the balance stuff because Vaughn keeps talking about how they're like looking at all.
No, don't just. Don't balance any of it.
I don't care. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me, man. All guns. It's so funny. So Stark and I were just talking about this, and he's like, his thing is like, there is no. He's like, every gun is a fucking death machine in Call of Duty. I mean, it's just at that point, it's just a matter of like, what kind of weapon model do you prefer? I mean,
or what
the only thing that I think is overpowered is the laser. Like, I think the laser attachment makes it fire a bit too accurate. Because it eliminates any reason to aim down the sight. You can literally shoot people across the map with it. I think that's a problem, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If you think it's overpowered, use it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I like to do? I like to go on Twitter and complain about the fact that it puts you into matches with people that are at your skill level as best it can. So
that's one
of my favorite things to do.
What?
God, dude, sometimes I just want to fucking rip my fucking eyes out because I have to see retweets from people that I follow that retweet people that I don't follow, obviously. And I won't name names, but my God, there are some dumb motherfuckers that do YouTube. That's it. We're going to leave it at that. But anyway, yeah, it's fun, man. I like it a lot. I was I think it may be my minus COD 4 because I like Black Ops a lot. People are like people always talk about how Black Ops was a slower game, which it was. But I mean, it was we played. God, how much Black Ops did we play as KB Mod, man?
I have 500 hours or so.
Fucking grinded on that so hard.
But we played a lot together, and that's like that same feeling is what has been recaptured for me in Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
Like just running party and like running people over, like it's been great. This and is, you can play, you know, troll classes and shit. It's fun.
This has seriously been my favorite Call of Duty since Modern Warfare 4. And even to how broken it is, like the 870 with long barrel and a fucking sight on it, it's still fucking broken. And if you run around in a, like, especially on Hijacked, if you play with a group that's just like, I'm just going to run the 870, fuck it, shotguns for days, it's broken as shit. But it's still, even when it's broken, you're just like, well, I'll just run the 870. Who gives a shit? It's an unlocked at base level weapon. So I'll just play with that. Who cares?
Yeah, for me, like, I made a tweet saying about how Black Ops 2 is. Okay, so Black Ops 2 reminds me of Modern Warfare 2 in the sense of if you look at Call of Duty 4, right, Infinity Ward obviously broke out with that game. You have a game that was, you know, it had the kill streaks, but it was very limited. It was still gun on gun the whole time, right? It's very a gun focused game. Whereas with Black Ops, they kind of went back to that because after Modern Warfare 2, and I mean that game, you would die, you know, from air support. You would die from everything but a gun in Modern Warfare 2 over and over again. And the thing that fucking initially turned me off to Black Ops 2, which I deal with it now, is that I feel like air support, I feel like they threw everything into this game. Like the pick 10 system and everything's cool, but like the kill streaks are way more powerful, I feel like, than they were in Black Ops.
Because they're hard as shit to get them.
Harder to get them now.
They're harder to get, but they're also like, I mean, how many times I've died from a hunter drone? I mean, good luck fucking get out of that. The lightning strike. I mean, remember fucking in World at War, the artillery or whatever it was? That thing was a piece of shit because it took forever to do.
Yeah.
Lightning strike is like, you know, quad. You can't get out of it. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. Modern Warfare 2 was fun. I like Modern Warfare 2 a lot, and we played all of us.
This game can get into the air support bullshit that Modern Warfare 2 could, but it takes so long to get.
Yeah.
Like a Lodestar. Yeah. Like, unless you're really, really, really destroying some team, that it's okay. But
unless you're Orb. I mean, it's good, man. I think it's a fun game. And
so have you been playing anything else, Scott? We don't care about console games.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Playing the Smackdown. Excuse me, Brandon?
Were you playing League till like 7 a.m.?
I played League till 7 a.m. last night, yeah. It's my whole sleep schedule. God. I just basically got up. But, yeah, and I've been playing League, and those are the two games I've been playing, so we'll...
You are fully embedded in that game.
Now. I'm done. My life.
I'm not going to make fun of
you. It's just taken over your life.
Yeah, it's over. You're like, now I'm just sad for you. I'm not even going to bring it up anymore. We're going to
have benefits just to
get you. You're going to be like that alcoholic uncle that no one actually talks about and just kind of is like, yeah, that's what he does. It's DUIs.
Uncle Scott, he has a bottle of today. He's laying
right now, okay? He might be jungling. I don't know.
Yeah, he might be jungling right now. Oh, man.
Don't feed Raylan, dude.
That's right.
So
please don't feed.
I've been hitting the blops too, obviously. Talked about that a lot last week, so my thoughts on that last week. But
yeah.
I'm liking it. It's still fun 2 weeks in. Call me in a month, though, and we'll see where we're at. But Binding of Isaac, man, has been my shit this week. I've played Binding of Isaac on stream and also off stream. I'm very bad at it, but it's like... And it's the most unforgiving shit in the world. It's so if you don't know anything about Binding of Isaac, it's basically like a dungeon crawler, sort of.
The interface looks like Zelda.
Yeah, it's like Zelda. Yeah, it's a lot like, well, the old Nintendo Zeldas. Top down, you know. But
it looks fun as shit. I mean, I saw you playing it. I've never played it. I mean, obviously, I've heard about it a lot. You're playing it before the stream, right?
Or
before
when you die, that's it. You start over.
Okay. So, holy shit.
And the entire game is random. So each time you load it up, different set of items, different set of, you know, everything is random. So like if the chips don't fall your way, like no matter how good you are at the game, you might you might be fucked. Like depending on if things don't go your way.
I wanted to ask you actually. I saw you playing. I watched the Constitutional this morning when I was cooking, and I saw you not picking up pills. Why were you not picking them up?
As Isaac, it's sort of a bad idea. There's different characters, which I don't know if they put in the DLC or if they were in the original game, but there's different characters like that can't take negative effects from pills. But like my experience with Isaac is that 9 times out of 10 pills do something bad to you. It's random. It's totally random what the pills will do. So you don't know.
I got you.
You have no idea. So I've taken, yeah, Kane can't get bad pills. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that because I wasn't totally sure. But yeah, Kane, who's another character, can't get bad pills. So yeah, that's why I leave pills on the ground. But the items are totally random. So if you get shit items...
You could just have a bad playthrough, basically. You just get shit on. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know who Lethal Frag is. I've talked about him a lot. He's a huge streamer on Twitch. Awesome dude, too. He had a streak of 108 straight mom kills. Like no deaths, 108. No. So Edmund McMillan, the creator, came on the stream with him and was like, you know, this is really cool that you've done this. He's got like, oh, it's 110. Well, anyway, a lot. Edmund comes on the stream. He dies. He dies in a run.
Right when
Edmund on the stream. Funny. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had a great playthrough right before stream and then got fucked because I was out of my element completely. So yeah, people have thousands of hours into that game, thousands. So it's like, it's kind of crazy. So I'm totally down with it though. But yeah, that and Black Ops 2 is just damn fun. As John said, there's a lot of problems with it, but none of them matter. It's like, so I'm down with it. So we mentioned a lot of this before the cast, if you were in on the pre-show and right before we started. But obviously, I don't remember there being a fall Steam sale last year. Maybe there was. But there's a Steam sale here. I think it's till tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it ends tomorrow.
So, man, this plus Black Friday was like...
terrible.
PC gamer hell for your wallet, anyway.
I spent $1,500...
Oh my god.
5 days.
Why? What did you... did you buy a new computer?
I bought a lot of Christmas presents and shit, too.
Oh, fair.
We can go around here. Brandon, we can say what we got on Steam sale and if you got anything PC-related for Black Friday. So we'll start with Brandon. I know you got Borderlands 2, obviously, because we played it.
Yeah, I got Borderlands 2. I got XCOM. I just bought Orcs Must Die 2 right before the stream. I thought about getting Dishonored, but I just don't. Like, I don't have time to play everything that I've already bought. So
when does time to play games factor into the decision of owning these games?
When they're above $20. I mean, the thing is, I probably won't get to play Dishonored until it's on sale again for like 75% off.
So true.
But yeah, I didn't get any hardware or anything, but there were some decent deals. Like there was that RAM deal. For that 1866 RAM, it was like $30 for 8
Thank
gigs.
Thank you for 32 gigs.
Yeah, there,
yep.
there are
yeah,
there
I bought,
definitely some decent
did
hardware deals.
Did you buy the 32 gig kit, Dan?
I bought two 8 gig kits of the Sniper. So 16. Yep. But
Fenton finally brought his computer out of its plebeian status, which was good too. That was this weekend.
Yeah. So. Dude, his computer's based.
Yeah. Now. It's got a good one now.
But what about you, John? Yeah, you bought some gifts. You bought that monitor, right?
Yeah, I bought that monitor. That BenQ $400 monitor, because I'm an idiot. But I had to have it. I had to have it. It's one of those things, like, once you touch something, you know you have to have it. Mm-mm. And I touched it, and I was like, that's going to be mine. And I came home and bought it. Borderlands, bought a couple other games, too, but I can't really think of what they were at the moment. Borderlands 2 was the big one, and I think I'm probably just going to buy Dishonored because... because, like, since I've already spent all the money I have, I might as well start putting, like, money on credit cards.
Right.
Because, like, it's whatever.
Yeah,
like, I know I have to buy plane tickets to Pittsburgh and go Christmas shopping for the rest of the people who didn't buy stuff for on Black Friday. So why not just start putting everything on credit cards?
Yeah, definitely. Just go for it.
Living that life, dude.
Let me know how that goes for you.
It'll go very well.
Yeah. So what about you, Hex? You buy any Steam sales?
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to actually pull my account up. I got the Mark of the Ninja, which was $7.50. Couldn't pass that up. Great
By
game.
The way, nice. Stream. Mark of the Ninja at $7.50. Go.
Yes, just go. Just run Purchase. And buy it. Run actually to Valve's headquarters, kiss Gabe Newell on the mouth, and then buy the game.
Then get shot by fucking security dead right. on the fucking premises. I'm sure he's got all kinds of fucking, they're like, if this man dies.
Unless you're 4chan, apparently.
Yeah.
Then you can just
then he's just like, yeah, let's just do it. Let's do it. Just the tip. Just the tip.
So.
Then I got the Civ 5 Gods and Kings expansion because that's the only expansion I didn't have, and it was also like $7.50. So why the fuck not? And I bought Orcs Must Die 2 complete right before the podcast started. As far as hardware, I got a Yeti this week. So
nice.
It was like $87 down from whatever the retail is like $150 is. So that was worth it. And
yeah, that's good.
Natty pop filter for it, which will be here Tuesday.
I thought you were going to say Natty Light. For a second.
A little Natty,
yeah, some Natty Light.
I'm going to just pour
a single
light, right?
Natty Light.
One, just one. It was 46 cents, and they actually slapped me when I bought it.
What the fuck are you doing?
Why are you doing this to yourself? Have some respect. And then today I bought a QCK Plus.
Mm. What a fantastic mouse pad, by the way. I have the ultra huge one.
And yeah, I got the gigantic one because I have the Rocketfish right now, which is – it's fine. It's the new Rocketfish mouse. It's fine, but I wanted – like I used Bob's QCK Plus at the LAN party because I had forgotten my mouse pad somehow, and I just fell in love with it. It was like, I have to own this. And it was like, I don't know, it's $15 or something, $16 maybe, and I had
– only problem with it is that it's going to feel really uncomfortable to you if you're used to other mouse pads because it sits like a half of an inch higher.
I did notice that.
So yeah, it's
very
it's a
thick.
Little higher. Yeah.
But it's thick, dude.
It's cool. Yeah. I'll deal with it.
So thick. Ugh.
But I just need something like especially after playing Black Ops, as long as I've been playing it, I feel like the Rocketfish is tiny. Like I need more mouse pad space. So the QCK Plus, I'm looking forward to getting that. Right, but that's
what about
it.
You, Scott?
What have I bought recently? I haven't really some bought skins, anything. Like I haven't bought anything skin. On sale. Yeah, I haven't really bought anything, man. I don't have any good shopping story other than that GameStop to go buy Black Ops 2 in person. That's it. I work at a fucking gaming media, I guess you could say, or video production company, and people are like, oh, you must get all the free games. Nope, never. No one does.
The Unless Office gets free games.
Well, if you work in editorial, but – and then editorial just hoards the copies and never gives them to us, so – It's
I'm still waiting on my free comp copy of Need for Speed Most Wanted. Speed. If you can, if you could ship that over to me, that would be great.
Yeah, oh for sure. Yeah, that's
Scott has tons to do
only on
now.
PC.
I have. It's so funny. Everyone. Yeah, I have everything that goes on at Machinima. I have a hand in. So just
I will say,
if people will message me, and I'm like, I don't even know who that is or what you're talking about. I don't.
Yeah, the next time you see Liam Lynch, just let him know I love him.
Scott worked on the live team. My Machinima support was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
When Scott.
Oh, yeah. Life. Well, sorry. Out of that now.
It's gone downhill since you went to Respawn. I can't tell you why.
I'd say I was single-handedly lifting the live team up by their bootstraps, but I don't want to take too much credit. I'm just kidding.
I made only one Steam purchase, but that's because I bought a bunch of hardware. I bought a Human Revolution, which
was a good deal at like $5, right?
Yeah, I was gonna get on the summer sale where it was like 10, and then I was like, oh, I just bought a shitload of stuff, so I waited, and now it's 5, so I bought that. I am also debating Orcs Must Die 2 here.
Do it, dude.
But I'm playing so much Black Ops though, and Binding of Isaac though.
The best thing about the Steam sales is that once you see a game on a Steam sale, you can know with confidence that that's not the last time you'll see that game that's on true. Sale. Right. So that's like true. You see Dishonored, that's why I'm probably not going to get Dishonored because I see -50% right now.
75
maybe not,
at Christmas.
Maybe not by Christmas, but definitely by like their spring sale or whatever. That's definitely going to be -75. So you'll always be able to get these games if you can't afford them or like your backlog is too large, you'll be fine. They'll come around again.
So I'm waiting for the YS games or East. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm waiting for them to drop to 5. They're already like half, but I'm waiting for them to be on like a flash sale or something. And that will probably be my only other purchase unless unless like, and someone gifted me Faster Than Light, so thank you.
Nice.
Scooby-Doo. But Don't Starve is the one I'm looking for to go under five, because I've heard good things about Don't Starve. We are, in fact, playing Don't Starve tonight on the podcast.
Interesting.
So, but no, I bought...
be starving with all their leftovers.
I bought a 3 terabyte Seagate drive for $90.
Yeah, that was a good deal.
Yeah, and the reason I bought parts was because I'm building a home theater PC, which I got a free processor for, so I was kind of waiting. And then I bought that, there was G-Skill, well, there were tons of RAM deals, but G-Skill Sniper Series, 9 cast latency and 1866 RAM. It was 8 gigs for $30.
I'm not exaggerating to you, a gig of RAM now costs as much as a box of cereal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, wow. legit, it costs as much as a box of cereal. 8 gigs for $30. This box of cereal is like $5.
That's true.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I bought 2 kits, and then I also bought, and this wasn't on special, but I was like, well, I bought all the other parts, so I bought the motherboard for the home theater PC as well, so I have all the other parts.
Dan doesn't have cable anymore. He's building a home theater PC.
Yep. Yeah, I don't have cable anymore, and I paid off my car, so, and now my cell phone service is a lot cheaper. Bills have dropped, so I went and spent that money elsewhere.
You don't like lessen your expenses to save money. You lessen your expenses to buy things that you want.
That's right. Yeah, that's what being an adult is. That's the balance that we live. The tightrope we walk. We'll buy the stuff we want to buy, and deal with real life responsibilities. That's not as fun though.
Yeah, that's a pro tip from Mumbai Ferez there in chat. If you buy an AMD APU, get very fast RAM and get 8 gigs minimum, because it will use that RAM as the video RAM. So the faster and more of it you have, a little better performance.
What would we do without someone from Dell Tech Support in our chat to make sure that we know all these beautiful facts? Man, so, love Perez.
I did download some RAM as well, but that was free. That was free. So I didn't
download freeRAM.com.
So, yeah, if you didn't see, I'm also actually going to mention right before we go to commercial and go to news, Nick Fenton did build his new PC. He's not here tonight, but he got a 3770K, basically our $1,800 build with a few minor changes. But he got his 3770K. If you live by a Micro Center and you don't
Micro
have a
Center, oh, crazy so deals. Good.
Touch yourself, because you're an idiot.
It was cheaper than a 2500K.
It was $230 fucking dollars.
And there was a coupon on Retail Me Not for Micro Center, which was $50 off of any purchase over $200.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was a bundle. So he got his motherboard, which he was obviously going to need anyway, plus the 3770K for $320, which is as much as the 3770K alone.
That's awesome.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
so
such a good deal.
Good for
Micro
Fenn.
Center is amazing, and I wish one was near me.
I don't think they have them on the West Coast, because I used to live right near one in PA, but I don't think I've never seen one.
We have fries,
that's what it is, yeah.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
Starting up in the news, so Brandon, we have a console piece of news here leading off.
So the Wii U launched, and the only reason I really wanted to talk about it just a little bit is because I was listening to another podcast, the Giant Bombcast, which I listen to occasionally, and they cover, you know, games on consoles and PC and everything. And I have no personal interest in the Wii U, but the things that they were talking about piqued my interest, because the online system for the Wii U basically seems like it's not even in this century. And they were just talking about all these different things. And I don't know if anyone listening out there has, you know, experience, or if anyone bought one, but it just brought into reality for me, like, how far ahead the PC space really is on, like, just really simple things. That's just buying ridiculous. Games. Like, I mean, the experience, honestly, and I'm not even really intending to bash consoles. I'm just saying, like, I don't really pay much mind to a lot of the console stuff, but when I heard about all this, I'm like, really? People play a system that has all these kinds of issues, and there's like this massive firmware patch, and like half the stuff doesn't work. It's like, how is that a huge console launch? Like, why would I want to subject myself to this? Anyway, We don't have to belabor the point much, but it sounds like the Wii U has a lot of just like weird quirks. And one of the weirdest things to me was like the Wii Shop and the Wii U Shop. I guess they're virtual stores. One, you have very little storage on a Wii U, like three gigs or something. So you wouldn't.
Three gigs left. Because the OS takes up a bunch, and then they put another big update on top of it on day one. So if you bought an 8 gig one, which I think there's bigger sizes.
I think there is, yeah.
Maybe not. But regardless, you can also use SD cards, and you can also use external hard drives. But that's not the point, really. The point is you bought an 8 gig Wii U, and you have 3 gigs to use because 5 gigs of it is taken up by the OS the update.
So they have they have different balances, I believe, for the Wii Shop, the old eShop, and the Wii U Shop. Like if you had any balance, you know, any gift cards or whatever on the old shop, that doesn't even convert to the new shop, even though it's all Nintendo. They were talking about if you wanted to play old Wii games, like you have to go in and launch like a virtual console
for that.
I'm just like, how is this good enough? It's just the PC not. for everyone that says they have so many problems like getting Steam games to work and stuff. I don't think that even compares to like the stuff that I was hearing about the Wii U and stuff that I've heard, you know, about consoles. It's like at least with a Steam game or whatever that's not working right, you can probably go online and find a fix for it. With certain things with the Wii U and other consoles, you just can't fix that stuff. You just have to wait until
I think something like that
fixes it for you.
Yeah, I think something like that comes down to Nintendo nostalgia franchises. People are like, I want to play Mario, and, you know, I mean, I'm sure people aren't happy with it. It sounds like a fucking awful launch, but a lot of that comes down to just the name, I think.
There's been a lot of positive about it as far as the games, like the Mario game, and like the system playing it has been great for people.
But the actual operation of it.
All of the Mario games that have launched on Wii, like, you know, the original Wii, Super Mario Galaxy, they've all been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to bash those, but like the console as a whole just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense.
They're just marketing Japan. Like, I feel like Japan just says, this is what it's going to be, and they just ignore every other market, which is fine, because they sell them like hotcakes regardless. But like, in America, you need shit like PlayStation and Xbox do it, essentially. That's what we're used to.
They should sell them in Russia, because Russians wouldn't say anything. They should sell them as 5-gig systems with 5 gigs of OS storage and be like, this is what you get. You will like it. You know what I mean? It's fucking... Man, they would have a huge market over there.
But anyway, the last thing I wanted to say on that was also, it sounds like the thing that the most damning like piece of news or whatever that they were talking about that really amazed me was that the games you buy are still mostly locked to a piece of hardware. And so like you can't take things with you. Like I think at this point I just take for granted the fact that any game I buy on Steam, I'll be able to just load that like on any computer that I want to. Or if my hard drive crashes, whatever, it's not a big deal, I just re-download it. And it's just not that way with the Wii U. And I mean, typically the consoles have not been that way. I think Xbox and PS3 are getting there, but the Wii U still is not there. And it's just like, wow, I haven't lived in that kind of world for so long that it's it's amazing to me that, you know, that the consoles are still kind of like that.
Yeah.
On to some terrifying news. Just frustrating. I ranted about this a bunch on Twitter this week, but GTA 5, it appears if it gets a PC version at all, it will be a miracle. But if it does, it would be months.
Yeah.
Literally, plural months.
I bet you the PC version has sold far more copies than the console version, too, by now.
Like, that game, to me, as someone who essentially started really PC gaming with to really experience things like mods and that kind of thing with GTA 3. That was the first game where I really was like, ooh, you can get like I was at college and I was like, oh man, like I can just roam this world and I can get mods to put new cars in and I can get mods to make the physics insane and like all this stuff.
I can put nudie skins on all the hookers. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And you're
like that. that game was such, it's a PC icon. Like,
yeah.
Was it even on consoles? If it was, it was nowhere near
the original GTA. It was
GTA 3.
Oh, 3?
GTA
3. Yeah, is, PS2.
PS2. That was that like the was flagship. The, yeah,
that was knows. The turning point for that series. There was GTA and GTA 2, but Vice City. I mean,
oh, best game in a.
Vice City and San Andreas. San Andreas is still going with a really, really active modding community. They modded multiplayer into it, like crazy multiplayer. GTA 4, which a lot of people malign and is a kind of shitty PC version, still has a really active modding community, even though it's a bitch to mod. Yeah. Like, you have to do all kinds of shit. People love it. I don't understand Rockstar.
They're risking not discovering fantastic talent by not producing a PC version that's moddable. Yep. Half of the like best developers in the world have come from mods. You know, like Dota 2's developer, he has a job and he's making probably what's going to be the most popular game in the world because he modded a game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can't mod a fucking console game. Well, you can JTAG, which is like legit modding. That's the best for your Xbox, but you're eliminating like one path of discovering talent.
This goes back to what I was saying about like Call of Duty. Like, I'm surprised to hear that there was what, 6 patches or something that they've done already for Black Ops 2. But it goes back to the fact that I don't think these big marquee AAA titles, other than ones obviously like, well, even Skyrim, but like they don't give a shit, man, about the PC. Like, to me, I mean, they don't even. Sales is not clearly, if it was a lucrative market or they thought that it was going to make a big difference in their bottom line, you know what I mean? They would do it on PC, and almost is like, they're like, well, it's not really.
I almost don't agree with you on that though, because like look at Dark Souls, for instance. Dark Souls, a petition essentially got it to PC. They definitely half-assed it, and it probably cost them next to nothing to port it over, and they made a lot of money. Like,
right, but that's what I'm saying. If it's so easy to do and there's no – that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like it would be – I don't know. I don't know what the logistics are porting the current console versions of the new GTA to PC.
I mean, from what I hear is the Xbox version is very easy to get to PC.
Okay.
If you just want to make it a new PC game.
And it's like, why not do it?
Nothing. If you just want to throw it on there with no, you know, no features or.
Well, his excuse in that article, what was the – he said because they don't – something about – was it distribution because they do everything themselves?
I mean,
it gives kind of a reason.
We don't feel that there are many limitations on current console hardware. we can do some impressive stuff.
Here's the thing, and I could be wrong about this, but when I read these kinds of responses to, like, saying PC version is up for consideration or something, that's obvious. That means nothing. That means that they either aren't doing it or they're just maybe they're going to do it way down the line. But I think, to me, I think it's a missed opportunity, and it sounds like there's not a ton of passion behind the game. And the reason I say that is because if you had passion for your game, you would want it to be on every platform that you could get it on, because there are fans of your game on every platform. And there are Grand Theft Auto fans on every platform. If I were developing that game, I wouldn't want to be losing out on the PC space just because it's a much smaller market. Matter the effort, I mean, I find it hard to believe that a company with the pedigree like Rockstar has couldn't put out GTA 5 and make and at least break even, right, on Steam. You can make that a $60 game or make it a $30 game. I don't care. You can break even on the PC development costs of putting that on. So I don't get it.
I'm reading some of the comments in the PC Gaming article, and strong words, just a disclaimer, but one of the dudes says there's no cure for being a cunt in response to it. Because, I mean, to be honest, like, this – it is – I'm reading the quote again, like, in the second paragraph. It is fucking, like – it's almost a chip on his shoulder. Like, but we can do what we want wherever there's a – because it's almost like, stop fucking asking me about – he's kind of annoyed. Like, that people want a PC version.
Perez had a good point. This is probably like the David DeMartini of Rockstar. Just kinda a suit with a foot in his mouth now. Like,
people working on the game are like, fuck. Like, this is, I'm sure it only represents us.
What I'm saying is, you look at Rockstar, correct me if I'm wrong here, but Rockstar did make Max Payne 3, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a Rockstar. Wasn't it Rockstar Australia? It was a Rockstar, studio.
Yeah.
It was
one. So Rockstar makes that, which, you know, it's not the most perfect PC title in the world with like a million PC options, but it has everything you need. And it looks ridiculously good on a PC, like way better. They took a little bit of time with it, you know? And then you got to look at Gearbox, based Gearbox, with Borderlands 2, giving you absolutely everything you could ever want as a PC gamer. They didn't have to do that. They could have shit all over us like they did with Borderlands 1. They could have done that again. They didn't really have any obligation to do
that. But Gearbox shows you exactly, like, that shows you that you can make a good PC game and end up making a ton of money off of it. Borderlands 2 is probably going to be Game of the Year for a lot of outlets. And, I mean, the PC version has driven that.
Yep.
Well, so, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's a shame to see Rockstar. I mean, this talk is very much business talk. That's what I read it as. It's we're looking to make the most money we can off this franchise, and we're not going to take a risk that the PC version doesn't make us money.
Andor, I'm starting to wonder, people love, like, the petitions online now are the new fucking circle jerk thing, right? Everyone loves fucking petitions. I'm wondering if they're smarter than us, and this is like a bait quote, like, you know, and then Rockstar knows this is going to get people riled up, and then there'll be a fucking Reddit petition with like a million signatures to bring
there
it
already
to,
is.
I mean, okay, there we go. Is. Perfect. I'm telling you. And then it's like goodwill, because then it fosters goodwill, and everyone's like, oh my God, I love this franchise. Please bring it. We're just your consumers. Thank you. Bring it to me.
Totally right.
And so that could be it too. We could just not, maybe it's a ploy, and we're just
It could be, but still, I mean, whenever you search GTA 5 PC, this article is still going to come up, and you're going to be like, really? Why would he say that? Yeah. Why would you diss your PC customers?
Yeah, I've never signed a petition. I'm proud of it, so I don't know why I'm proud of it, but it's like there's something like groveling. Like I get it if it's cool enough where you're like, I really care about this. Like I probably would have signed a petition for like Counter-Strike 2 or some shit if they hadn't come out with Go. But I don't know. There's something about that. It's like, yo, I want to sign this, give you all my laurels, and then have you fuck me when I pay $60 for this game. So I don't know. Just annoying. Anyway, rants. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
next article up is this is very cool, and the reason I highlighted it is if you guys haven't heard of the Raspberry Pi, it's a PC that is about, well, my phone is actually a good way, about the size of a cell phone. It's a PC though, it's a whole PC, and it's completely like hackable and all this stuff. And Mojang, who like to do everything, it seems, Mojang are coming out with a Minecraft version just for the Raspberry Pi. If you're wondering what the stats are like for this, and it's going to have a few unique features, which is cool. You're going to be able to basically crack open the game code and manipulate it, because the system is made kind of for people who like to hack and want to mess with stuff. So it's very cool that they're doing this with Minecraft. It's a game that obviously can go anywhere. But this PC, what is it? I think the base model is like $39 or something like that for a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, it's really cheap,
very affordable.
It has an SD card slot for those of you who don't know what it is. Yeah, it's $35 for the high end one. it's got
so crazy
512 megs of RAM at most, 700 megahertz ARM based processor, which you can overclock. There are like turbo modes on it to like 1 gigahertz.
Overclock my Raspberry.
It's just cool.
Yeah, it's just cool.
It's just cool, man. People have put Linux on there. It plays Doom. There's been some other
1080p.
Yep.
Oh yeah, yep. There was an article about that, right? Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I heard Raspberry Pi from. Okay.
But it's pretty cool. They were sold out for months and months, if you're interested. I don't know if they still are, but like it was a serious backlog, like months, plural, for you to get a Raspberry Pi. If you're into hacking or into kind of homebrew stuff, it's definitely something to check out. But that's very cool on Mojang to do that. Moving on, I just wanted to highlight that because that's just cool.
It is.
I'm getting the water-cooled one, Raspberry Cup. Water-cooled.
APL would be fine on this 1440p Master Race or 990p Master Race.
Yeah, 1440 by 990. Yeah, as long as it has that resolution, I'm down to drop $35 and and play an under 1080p for sure.
So on to some news that probably won't get excited anymore.
Nope, don't care.
Because
no. Over it.
I want to care.
I want to care desperately
about
this.
Dude, it's Spring
2. It is.
So, Splash Damage, makers of Enemy Territory, the best first-person shooter of all time. And also some other games.
Brink.
Quake Wars.
They have a solid game record at that.
Quake Wars was not terrible. It just wasn't great. It wasn't Enemy Territory.
But Enemy Territory is the greatest FPS of all time. But anyway,
Brink, though.
They made Brink, and of course, let us all down. And a new title is going to be announced on what they're saying is going to be 11/29 at 11/29.
Right? I mean, we don't know exactly, but they've put on their website 11.29 and then 11.
What if it's Wolfenstein Enemy Territory 2? Then will you be excited?
Well, you guys would lose your fucking shit.
I wouldn't even have a monitor left because it would just be covered in.
If they announce a new Enemy Territory game, I will tell you right now that I will quit every other game and I will not play anything else for the rest of my life.
Well, but here's it almost scares me, though, because now since everything is free to play, it's not going to be E.T. of old, which was actually just free. Not free to play. It was just free. They made
$30 game then. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I'm just saying it scares me because they did Enemy Territory. They also did Brink. And I feel like this company might try to do like Enemy Territory free to play and destroy
That's
all my dreams.
At some point. There's no way that name can die forever. It's going to
first
come
of all. First of all. I will say this, it can't be Brink 2. It just can't
I don't think
be.
It'll be Brink 2 because of the mixed reception Brink has had and the fact that they have access
that
to
that reception was
IPs.
Not mixed.
Yeah,
it
thank
was
you,
universally
thank
fucking terrible.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like review time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Reviews were like kind of middle ground, yeah, but
this is the only one where like Metacritic gamers with users is better than the reviews.
But yeah, it's We'll see.
It has a 70 on Metacritic, so that is 70? Mixed.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Did you even get that high? Really? That's
interesting. No, it's not Brink 2.
Probably
because fucking
of the in-depth single-player campaign.
Yeah, that was just the multiplayer.
I think according to Metacritic's formula, you get like 30 points automatically for parkour.
Yeah, for parkour.
And you get another 25 points for being on Games for Windows Live.
Parkour was fun in the training mission. That was it. It wasn't fun anywhere else. It certainly wasn't fun in a rape alley when a turret was being shoved up your ass while you were trying to do a 360 off a box. Like, that wasn't good. That was not fun.
So next week, when we have this announcement, this might be the greatest news ever, or it might not even be news at all.
Yeah, or we may not even report on it.
No.
So, up next is semi-good guy EA. I don't even know how to take this. EA has basically they don't want Battlefield to become like Call of Duty.
So good.
In that they don't want to make it every year. They don't want to be a factory just pushing out a game over a dice. And so what they're saying now, which is this is also funny to me given that they gave out Battlefield 4 beta access with fucking Medal of Honor shit.
Little...
like,
yeah.
I mean, all right, whatever.
But whatever.
So Battlefield 4 is apparently due late next year, early 2014. So that's what? Battlefield 3 came out in 2011, late 2011. So. Yeah, and then they'll do a whole year of DLC. Like, that's going to be the cycle.
It's probably a better cycle, to be honest.
I could do 3 years. 3 year cycle's not bad. That's probably ideal. I mean, they interviewed Vonderhaar and they asked him what he would prefer the development cycle to be, and he said 3 years. So,
yeah.
Well, here's the thing with Call of Duty, it runs on a 2 year cycle because it's different studios, and the ones from Infinity Ward blow dick now.
Well, everyone left. You can't really.
Infinity Ward is a husk of its former self.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even.
Which, when is Respawn ever going to announce their game?
Just don't ask that question.
Don't worry. Well, me and Brandon got lots of really good information out of their community manager at QuakeCon. So,
at last year's QuakeCon, 2011 QuakeCon.
So, what we got out of her is that Medieval Times is more important than her job, and she doesn't need to have a voice. So, if that gives you any idea of what's to come.
About this.
You're in for a great surprise. It'd be awesome.
Oh, man. But back to, we'll talk about Respawn in a second, because I do want to mention them now that we mentioned them. But so basically, they don't want to turn DICE into that kind of factory thing. DICE is working on other games. It's not like Infinity Ward and Treyarch that literally only work on Call of Duty. Mirror's Edge 2 is in production.
Bullshit.
Which a lot of people will be very happy to know about, because the first game is beautiful and pretty cool too.
To me, that's the entire news.
It's not
going to
sell that well, but it's just, it's like
Frostbite so and Mirror's Edge.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to look epic. But that to me is the funny part of this whole article, is that that's the only news worth even reporting on in this fucking article.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fine. You have working on other projects you won't talk about, but I feel like, but that was an edit or something for PC Gamer, right? Like they put that in at the bottom. So other than that, there's not much to report on. They they're working on other projects to keep their developers happy, I guess, right? That's kind of what he said.
Basically.
Like, I guess he's just trying to put to rest that, like, DICE isn't just going to be Battlefield from
just
now
only.
On.
Yeah, I guess
Which is good.
It's a good thing. But back to Respawn real quick. I'm glad somebody brought this up. I didn't see it coming up, but, like, I'm glad somebody did. Seriously, man, they have had no presence. I went to both PAXs this year, and granted, these are my first conventions. And as far as I know, minus that QuakeCon, I haven't heard a damn thing about them having a presence anywhere.
And this could be, it could mean that they're just taking their good old fucking time because they want to release a gem because they want to be like, F you to Activision. And I'd be okay with that, but at least tell us that you're just making sure that everything's going to be perfect.
It's been what though? It's been how long since they left?
Like
two years.
Yeah.
Really? That?
I mean,
they didn't work at all.
I would be fine with them just taking their time making a game, but either communicate something or just don't communicate anything at all, and don't do press events or like don't be anywhere.
Yeah, I just.
I'm actually kind of okay with not hearing anything. I get tired of these PR blustery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of refreshing to be like, go underground and make your game, and don't fucking tell me about it till it's ready to come out. I'm over the hype machine. Is a fucking
I only want
disease.
6 months hype. I want six months of
six
hype.
6 months
for your
is
game.
Okay. 6 months.
Yeah.
But even then, man, I just get so. By the time these games come out, I'm almost like I don't want to buy them because I'm so sick of hearing about them. Like a good example of that was like Dishonored. Like the hype behind Dishonored was.
Yeah.
Fucking,
I honestly think Call of Duty's do it really well. Like they do two separate reviews. They do single player and they do multiplayer.
Yeah.
And like they don't really hype it up all that much until after they do the
don't
multiplayer,
have to
and then it's just
right.
Like
yeah,
boom, everything comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think that they do it the right way.
I mean, Dishonored came out actually pretty damn good, but it was just like, my God, I get it, Bethesda. You fucking love Dishonored and you want to...
It's revolutionary.
It's revolutionary.
Everywhere.
Change the world. You can control rats. Like, I get it.
That's the thing. Like, I got annoyed with the Black Ops 2 commercials and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I get annoyed with those, but it's not like you're seeing an article every other day, like, on Black Ops 2. It's like, oh my God, there's guns in it. Like,
dude,
like,
it has
that's
score
kind of what,
streaks.
Yeah, that's kind of what Dishonored was. It was like...
Yeah.
Oh my God! There's stealth combat. We're gonna tell you that 50 times until you get it through your fucking head.
Honestly, like, I got so bored with Dishonored. I got after the launch stream. I played another 2 hours of it and was like, "All right, I get what you were trying to do, but it's
I've heard
so
mostly
slow."
Positive on it,
yeah,
so
that's the complaint I've heard a lot. I haven't finished it yet. I'm like halfway through. I still need to, but yeah.
Well, I hope Respawn is working on something really awesome because they employ a ton of people for not having
COD
a product.
COD 4.
Yeah.
I mean, like, most
luck,
of the people
Daniel.
At Respawn, I mean, you have to look at the track record of the developers at Respawn. You have Medal of Honor Allied Assault, Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty 2, and Call of Duty 4. Okay.
And Modern Warfare
and
2, parts.
Part,
oh,
part
God,
of the
I have such
history.
A huge boner right now.
So, like, this is a team of people who can't make a bad game. They just can't.
You
do.
Say
so far.
That. You say that.
So far.
I really don't know. If you have a track record of
time.
Five games that have all been astonishingly good.
Taking,
Allied Assault
taking
is so
their time. When you say that taking their time may be a good thing, given what we just discussed with Rush development cycles and whatnot. You know, they're just sitting here going to do their thing.
They definitely
and,
deserve the
know.
Benefit of the doubt for whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but, I think they just kind of jumped the gun on that QuakeCon appearance. That's really all we have to base on.
We're not prepared for anything, any information.
No, I mean, it was really nice to hear her soothing voice. Guys, I'm so excited for our new title.
The sarcasm, John's just... Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping it's maybe, I mean, we could get a surprise. Maybe they're working on like Diablo 4 or something. It could be really great. Really...
Diablo 4 Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare. Yeah. A first person Diablo, dude. Dungeon raids with fucking guns.
Oh, and, God.
I'm in.
Oh, Borderlands already exists, I guess. But
so these last two articles are just a couple quick hits. The first one was something I just saw today and I watched the video. World of Warcraft just had the eighth anniversary of the game. And, you know, if you follow this podcast, you know that I've invested years of my life into World of Warcraft. Did not get Pandaria, but if you're interested in that and want to get some feels going, if you're an old WoW player, this will hit you right in the feels. Goes through all, you know, all the end boss content and stuff like that, like just quick hits of everything. What was coolest to me was to see the opening shot of the Zeppelin outside Orgrimmar, and then the graphics in Pandaria at the end comparatively. This is the same engine. Yes, they look similar, obviously, but it looks so much better. Like, the game looks so much better now than it did then. Like, I don't know. They've milked... I've never seen a company milk more from an engine, besides maybe Call of Duty.
I was gonna say Activision?
As they have out of the WoW engine. It's ridiculous.
I would say Blizzard has gotten more mileage out of that engine, because that engine ran... I mean, it ran pretty well when it launched. And
no,
it still
no,
will
no,
run.
No. It launched like 3 months after launch. It worked great.
The sound was the best thing.
3 months after launch and launch, at this point, basically are the same thing. For the majority of its life, it has run on almost any computer that can run 3D graphics.
Yes. Yeah. My old laptop being the best evidence of this ever.
It looks like this. I haven't watched this video yet, but it's on the official World of Warcraft YouTube channel. Yeah. So it's like an official 8-year anniversary video. I'll have to watch it after this.
It's like 3.5 minutes long, but it starts out. It goes through, some of the early content in that expansion or in the original game, and then some of the raiding content up to. It shows the Nefarian fight a bunch and a little bit of original Naxxramas. And then, does the same thing for each one, Illidan, and then Kil'jaeden and all that stuff. It's very cool. Definitely hit me in the feels. So
all the feels.
It was really good. And this last piece of news before we dive into a roundtable for the first time in a while, Skyrim mods.
Stop
talking about
those screenshots.
Did you watch the video?
We've been highlighting Skyrim mods, a few times, and obviously a lot of people love the mods.
The top screenshot.
If you haven't seen, I just linked it in the chat. We'll link it in the... look at the top screenshot. Like, holy shit. So basically, this guy named Unreal has been... it's been 100 graphic mods at once, basically, up to... There's been even more. But they have a couple... Skyrim Total Enhancement Project is the name of it. Trying to basically make it look as good as humanly possible. And
I think that article said that he has about 800 mods installed, but runs a mix of about 300 at any given time.
Yeah, just to test different things. So if you look at like the screen, I mean, it's unbelievable. The lighting, and the third one down on that forest.
The night shot of like the tavern with, I have all the erections, all of them.
Yeah.
So good.
I love the lush grass mod.
Is there anywhere I can download these mods?
There's a link
Skyrim
for it.
Total Enhancement lists a sampling of them, which you could probably search for either through Steam Workshop or on.
Because that's just fucking incredible.
Well, here's the thing. I read through this article and then I went and read Skyrim Nexus and a bunch of shit about this mod project. With like the grass that you see in the screenshots, you get about 8 frames a second, even with the GTX 670.
Yeah,
like it's not ready for this. Like in 2 years, it'll run great on the next generations of hardware. But now, like, it's gonna crush your computer. Even if you have a beast machine, it's gonna crush it.
Yeah, this guy says he gets 40 to 60 with his concoction. I don't know. That can't be with lush grass.
No, he turns off that lush grass that you see in the first screenshot is like a combination of 3 different lush grass mods, and it literally gives you 8 frames a second.
It's so good, though. Like, I would love to... Tetra Ninja, get this shit, if you're still here. Get this shit. Run it on your dual 690s. Tell us, show us what's up.
Yeah, if you don't, if you don't have Skyrim and you didn't get it on the sale, like, I hate you.
So
I hate you.
I just I looked at these screenshots and I watched a video of this, and I have so many, like, people always talk about how Morrowind was that game for them, and I didn't care about Morrowind and I didn't like Oblivion, but Skyrim, I have such an emotional connection to the world. It, just to see it like that was so awesome. I loved it.
Imagine Brink with those graphics. Also, Bonk815, staying dedicated to the shoutouts.
Dude, just killing me with the shoutouts. Just
shoutouts to True Colors. Thank you. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with a little segment, a little roundtable on what we've been thankful for in gaming this past year. So we'll be back in a minute here. Someone just said Skyrim is supposed to be $10 tomorrow on Steam. It was already $10 on like the Microsoft Game Store or something like that.
If it's $10 on Steam tomorrow, I might buy a second copy of it.
That will be. I wish I could. I want to see their sales graph. If it actually is $10 on Steam tomorrow,
oh, just through. Yeah,
it's gonna be nutty.
That, I mean, those pictures. The girl looks so much better.
Oh, I know.
Than
I want to. I would sleep with that one, with that woman.
And the game looks good at stock, but when you do this kind of shit to it, the boners, all the boners.
Well, the cool thing is you can tell the difference when you just put one mod on, like for whatever it is. Because I did, I was just recording like water, because I did a water mod. So I recorded and then I put the mod on and I recorded again like the same spot. And it just, I mean, it made huge difference.
When I was doing crazy. My last playthrough, I had like, I put in like another 30 hours into the game from scratch, and I had about 85 or 86 mods installed, and it looked like a totally different game. It was just phenomenal.
I gotta do that.
Dude, this total enhancement thing also enhances sound. It also does the menus and UI and fixes any bugs that are in the game. Like, that's the goal of it, is to make basically pick up anything Bethesda left off and make it better. Like, that's it's awesome. Not about like new content, shit like that. Continuity of all in-game textures, reduce immersion breaking variation in texture quality. Like, holy shit, dude. But
that's what you get when you allow modding and you nurture it.
Yep. So there's also a gems project on the same page, which is gameplay enhancement mods, which is different, but that's fucking cool. That's fucking really cool. I wish I was more into that game than I am. Like, I like it a lot, but it's not one
every
where
time,
I'm like...
Every time I got into playing it, I just wanted to install more mods and mess around.
Yeah, Fallout 4 would be a ridiculous stream. Oh, man. So, we'll go ahead and start. Heck should be back in a second here. So basically, I want to do a roundtable on what we've been thankful for in the PC gaming realm this year. I think Scott's got basically one thing, and that would be
League of Legends. Mean, I don't
super thankful for picking up the mantle where Counter-Strike let him
That's
off.
That's right, man. I have not been into the game as this much and never made any impact in the competitive scene as much as I since played LOL. So, League of Legends. It's MOBAs in general, man. I'm excited that MOBAs are so popular. So, I don't know.
My main thing, I was
going to
say.
When will you play a MOBA, Dan, with me? For God's sake.
I've played Smite. I like Smite. I don't like to click around on your League of Legends shit.
It's addictive, man.
I've played League. I think, like, I just don't like it.
I think the same quality, the same addictiveness that you get with... it's weird, like with Diablo, you know, the clicking, it's addictive, the pickups and stuff like that. It's not the same, because it's obviously it's a separate, you're playing different games, like games over and over again. But that same thing, like farming, the metagame, like all that stuff is addictive to me. And that's, I don't know, it's so fun. And every time you're like, fuck, I can do better. I fucked up. I can play this character better. I don't know. One day, Daniel, I'm going to get you to be hooked on League of Legends. So,
but I was going to say, I'm thankful for developers such as Gearbox. Like, Gearbox, that's, like, my main thing, was, like, seeing... And then playing it again last night made me think about this, was, like, Borderlands 2, just... They could have not done everything they did, and I'm very thankful that they did that. when you see so many ports, not even like half-assed ports. We've seen ports this year that have been so fucking terrible it's like, it's not even like you just half-assed it. You just copy-pasted the game. like Dark Souls. Oh, new content? No, not really. Quantum Conundrum would be another one. Thanks for that resolution changer. Thanks. I'm also thankful for, yes, Mary Lemke, Jared Gerritsen. Very thankful for the bearded man.
That's true.
The first dev to really give us time of day, but also just a good dude who just cares about making good games.
Yep.
And he's shown me a lot of what developers should be all about. And you can also make more money that way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bringing it back to Gearbox. Like, we give a shit. Well, since we know you give a shit,
we will give you more money.
We'll pay you back by purchasing the game. So that's what I've been thankful for this year. As far as PC gaming goes.
I'm thankful for Bonk815, who just never stops with the shout-outs. Even when called out for not doing a shout-out, then says, shout-out to drop balls, because he was told that he dropped the ball on the shout-outs. It's just so good.
I'm thankful for free-to-play.
I was gonna say that. You stole it.
It's unbelievable, dude. I don't care if you don't like the games. You have to be thankful that this even exists. That this
the quality of them is so good.
And actually, be thankful you had the chance to play the game to figure out you didn't like it, and you didn't have to pay a damn thing for it.
Yep,
that's a good point. It is funny how venomous and angry people get over going into a free-to-play. They don't like it, but they act like, they play it for an hour and they act like they've just been raped. And you're like, you didn't pay anything for that. Yeah, just unbelievable. Can you believe it? It's like,
I spent $60 on drink. I spent $60.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep, on
That's
launch.
A thing that happened.
Not my life.
Yep.
Like, PlanetSide 2 might not be for me. I don't know. But you know what? I can put in 10 hours to decide and not pay a fucking thing for it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm most thankful for this year, because most of the games that I've spent time on this year, whether it be Tribes or Smite or Blacklight or League, they're all free to play. And I mean, in the case of some of them, I haven't spent any money on them, and they've just given me a free, enjoyable experience. And like John said, I mean, there are games that I've bought before that I paid $60 or, $30 or $20 or whatever, that I just that were not good, that I didn't get money out of. And it's amazing to me that this year, I mean, has really come on strong, that there are games that you can pay literally nothing and have an enjoyable experience.
Yep.
And in past years, I think we had Steam sales and stuff, but like you've never, I don't think before, been able to say that you can literally play games just for free, not even cheap, but for free, and have a good time.
So yeah, Perez with the ultimate point. We all spent $60 on Modern Warfare 3. Yes, we did. Fuck. Not thankful for that. But free to play has been huge, and I've never seen a year where my gaming library grew so much for so little.
Yeah, I'm thankful for Base God fucking my bitch.
Base God.
Yeah, we all should be thankful for that.
Yeah, be thankful he's taking the time.
I'm thankful for Base God.
I'm thankful for how good Whiterun looks right now in Skyrim.
Actually, you know what I think I'm most thankful for as far as gaming for PC goes is it seems like this year at least we've gotten a renewed support from developers for PC games. Yep. So like Gearbox, amazing job. Even, Treyarch with Black Ops 2, great job. The guys from Runic have been amazing with Torchlight 2.
Yeah.
Epic Games coming up with
fantastic
Fortnite PC exclusive.
And there have been some amazing PC games this year that weren't like shit ass dick 360 ports that, like, there were terrible ports, but there were some great games that you could tell the studio specifically had a PC development team and they knew, like, we have customers here, we're going to get them a game and it's going to be great. That's what I'm most thankful for.
It's interesting. That's a good point that you bring up, because I remember at the beginning of this year, I feel like we were having roundtables and conversations about the argument is PC gaming dying, and we didn't believe it. But I think a lot of us talked about the fact that, like, it felt like support, which we have seen later in the year and in the middle of the year, wasn't there. We were like, they don't give a shit, dude. They don't give a shit about the PC crowd, and I think that's totally – I think that's changed this year. I don't know what all the factors are, but yeah. I totally agree, Hex. It's like I feel like now it's still a focus, even with the occasional like articles like about Rockstar not – you know, bringing GTA over and stuff, but
I'm just curious if it's because there's a renewed interest in PC as a platform, or if it's because the current console platform has been out for so long.
Yeah,
it was actually so old.
Yeah, I was gonna say that because I think I'm thankful that the current console, like the next gen consoles, are still a year plus out, because I think that has played a part. With the kind of the free to play movement and people seeing that there's a pretty big audience of people, there's a big appetite for PC games. I think that along with the fact that consoles at this point are like 10 years old, that people are getting a renewed interest in PC gaming, and I think that momentum is going to stay even when the next gen consoles come out. And I think if anything, we might see, you know, better PC games because the next gen consoles are going to be at least somewhat closer in processing power to the PCs that we own now.
Well, definitely that as well, and maybe in addition to big devs paying attention to PC, I'm also thankful for indie devs, because we've had some absolutely fucking fantastic indie games this year. I mean, this has been the year of Minecraft. It's been the year of the Humble Bundle. It's been the year of the Indie Royale Bundle. And there are some amazing games that you can get it for whatever you want to pay for. Like, here's $6 and you will give me 5 brand new games that are amazing. Like, I just paid $7.50 for Mark of the Ninja. That game's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You need to be buying that game. And it's worth the $15 that it costs normally. But indie devs have made PC gaming so viable and such an interesting platform that stuff you can't get anywhere else, you can get here on PC.
And I'll close this out with one final thank you before we head to Twitter. I'd like to thank Kickstarter for making a lot of ridiculous projects possible.
True facts.
This goes in line with all that. That makes PC such an attractive thing. Yep. In that you haven't seen many, I don't know if many, like, there have been some of these Kickstarters that have been like, well, we will also put it out on 360, but they're all like PC first.
Yep.
And also shout outs to Star Citizen for hitting nearly $7 million in crowdfunding.
I feel so bad I couldn't kickstart that.
Million?
Holy
crap.
Yeah. And only like a third of that was through Kickstarter. The rest was just on their website.
Wow.
But it's been very cool to see how much you can get for so little on this platform. And to me, we've preached this all year. Obviously, we're a PC gaming podcast and all that, but we've preached it all year. You can sit on your 360 and buy your 5 AAA titles a year or something, or you could spend that $300 on about 100 games by doing Steam sales.
You could build a PC capable of playing all of these $3, $4, $5 games for the money you're spending on AAA titles every year.
Yep.
A $300 PC will play 90% of these indie games.
Minecraft, Source Games, Mark of the Ninja, Hotline Miami, Binding of Isaac, like all these games.
I have like 5,000 hours on TF2.
League. League requires like not a very good PC.
League requires an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thousands of hours, plural, into
these cost of an Xbox and a PS3 to get both of those exclusives, you could build a semi-decent gaming PC and have amazing gaming
experiences. It may be the best time. I'll say this. It may be the best time ever to be a PC gamer right now. I mean, it's hard to, like, with the free-to-play, like you're talking about, the indie game. I mean, it's whenever in the history of, like, PC gaming have we had this many options, this many avenues to play games. Hardware at this price, like you're talking about, RAM sticks that are a gig of RAM for the price of a box of cereal. It's fucking, it's nuts.
The only thing needs to be more than $100.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I remember.
The only time I can think of besides this that's been amazing to be a PC gamer is like late 80s, early 90s, when there were a lot of like just new startup companies that were doing whatever the fuck they wanted.
Yeah.
And got games like XCOM or got games like Descent just out to the masses. Now,
StarCraft.
Yeah, StarCraft.
That
exactly.
Truly was the time where it was very expensive to be a PC gamer.
Yeah, it really
was. It was so expensive.
It's like not expensive anymore.
All the good factors kind of coming together this last year. Crazy. So,
All right, guys. So that's what we're thankful for. Kind of maybe a little bit of a prelude to the award show. A little bit, some of that type of discussion. But we're going to take a 60-second break and we'll be back with your Twitter questions. Yeah, I'm guessing Fenton saved probably $400 or $500 by buying all those parts around this time.
Probably, yeah.
Well, that Micro Center deal's crazy.
That is.
Yeah, that's insane. So, and actually what Ferez said in chat about cost now, because of OBS, you can stream for like an $800 PC.
Oh, yeah.
If not, you
can. Oh, easily, like, yeah.
God, I gotta get OBS. Well, you guys are, I gotta use it. I have it.
Dude, the new version
today. It's all I use now.
So
it's
good.
On the pre-show, I was streaming Black Ops 2 in 720p.
You can stream Tribes with OBS.
Jeez,
yeah.
Is he gonna like market this?
It's going to always be free. The point of it being created was that it was stupid. They say on there, it's somewhere. It's like good a guy. Quote on there, basically. It's really stupid that you have to pay to share with other people. Is basically what.
It's actually impressive how far that whole thing has come. Because like I looked into PC streaming a year ago, and there was like XSplit was still in beta, and you could get it free. And it was like Adobe Flash Media
screen cap.
Yep, yeah. Flash Media Encoder was terrible, and now it's like, oh, I run OBS and just click done.
Yeah, and he said he fixed the Twitch thing, the Twitch YouTube upload thing.
Nice.
In this one.
Yeah, he said he fixed that in this version.
His code is really good, by the way. Like, I've been playing a lot on Code Academy, so, like, I can read code now, and I can write a significant amount. Like, I can't really create anything worth noting, but looked through his code, and it's fucking phenomenal, and I don't know why he's just doing, like, an open-source project. Like, he's fucking so talented, yeah.
So XSplit can steal it.
So yeah, clean. Right. It's written so much different.
I was going to ask real quick before we get to Twitter questions. Are we off commercial right now?
Yes, we are.
I was going to ask, what has happened with Tribes? Have they just stopped? Everyone's like, Tribes is dead, blah, blah, blah. I know they stopped patching it as much. But is it because it just all their eggs are in the Smite basket?
Smite.
It's hard to know. They hired a new community manager who's a guy who's a competitive Tribes player, good guy from the community.
Yeah.
It's hard to really know what the roadmap is, because if you just look at the evidence, they haven't really released a significant patch in over a month now. Whereas Smite is getting new features by the week. So it seems pretty clear that they're looking for Smite to be their moneymaker. But it's also possible that they have some big things for Tribes that are a month or two out, and they're going to try and rebrand it or come back. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's pretty much dead.
There's a ton of other stuff to play. So honestly, I just haven't. You know, that's the nice thing with free to play and kind of Steam sales and stuff. It's like I'm not that heavily invested into one particular game. I'll just move to a game that I enjoy until
Brandon, that game. I know you're hurt, Brandon, and you don't have to try to belittle it or make it. Brandon, it's okay to feel hurt. It's okay to feel pain. And I want you to know that if you want to get open and emotional about the fact that Tribes is now a dead game, you can say it.
It hurts. I miss Tribes. I love Tribes.
It's always had a smallish player base. It's not like I didn't see this coming.
When's the last time you played Tribes? There's a good barometer question, because that was all you played for weeks and weeks on the cast, like me with Counter-Strike. So when's the last time you played it?
It's been a few weeks, probably.
Oh, wow.
It's been months
for me. Well, that's it for me. That's my put a fork in it. It's done. Brandon stopped playing for weeks. It's not good.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
All right. So first up on the Twitter questions from @AppleLOLOL, what do you want most from the coming holiday gift giving season?
What do we want?
I picked out this question because I figured we could give like one thing, because we'll have our Tech the Halls articles, which will kind of go in depth. But is there like one thing? It doesn't have to be gaming or tech related, but one thing you want from the holiday season?
This year for me, I'm pretty sure I want a Rode PSA 1 boom mic mount.
It's quite based, let me tell you.
Yeah, I want one of those really badly for my... Well, did you get yours with a shock mount, or did you have to buy... Like, you didn't get a shock mount?
I didn't even put a shock mount, yeah.
So for the Yeti, you basically have to use a shock mount, or you're fucked. So that's...
Yeah, Orb doesn't use one for the Snowball either, so I was like, fuck it.
That's my one. I want a shock mount really bad, and a Rode PSA 1. That's what I want.
If we're not going tech at all, or like we can not go tech, I want this the job I interviewed for a little bit ago. That's
I want you to get that job so badly.
I didn't know you interviewed for a new job. I didn't even know that.
So. I need to have a little talky talk off the potty cast. Why did I talk like that? I became three. I became a mother, Dan. We need to have a talky talk off the potty cast.
The potty cast. I hear the word potty so often all day. Yeah. I've just all gone right, into shock.
After the fact. What the fuck? I'm becoming a mother in my old age. God. Ready to. Anyway. Okay. What do I want? I actually, speaking of mics, I do need to buy. I'm trying to decide between a Snowball or you have a Yeti, right? You were saying, Hex?
Yes, sir.
What is the Yeti's more expensive or no?
The Yeti's better.
Yeti's flat, better. Yeah. How much is the Yeti like?
I got my Yeti for $89.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like $150.
Yeah. The reason I got a Yeti over a Snowball. The Yeti is I like the look of the Yeti a little better, which is totally like a penis, superficial. Yeah. Well, right. I want the flat. Like I want the phallic nature of an. Also, I want to do some recording with my guitar and vocals that I want to do on my own, and this is a better mic for that.
This is also a very good mic for guitar, though.
Yeah, they're both
from
great.
What I've heard, but.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's what I'm.
The Snowball is cheaper, and it's still really good. The Snowball is kind of like if you're budget buying a mic, a real mic, it's the good one to get.
I looked at the Snowball and it was like 47 or 48 for the white, and I was like, well, it's 87 for the Yeti, and I had a bunch of cash for my
Yeti.
Day.
Is better though.
It's like, well, Yeti, I'll get more life out of. I really wanted the Yeti Pro, which has the XLR like professional microphone. Nikon punch style attachment, but
yeah, Nikon.
That was like $150, and I couldn't validate the cost.
So, what about you, John? What do you want this holiday season?
It's on the way. I wanted a new monitor, regardless of what it was. Mm-hmm. So now I'm getting like the top monitor in the world. So that's good.
There you go.
I want somebody inside of me as well.
So I'm sad that we don't have Fuzzy Otterballs on right now, because he could really help us answer this question. Maybe JD2020 as well. But exclusively Matt asks, if the Wii U is good, will it kill PC gaming overnight?
Well, it's launched, so no.
Now that we see.
No.
Give it 6 months.
That's a good I like that reference back to that JD2020 tweet. Pretty clever. Troll question. Well done though, Matt. Well done.
Darkwing 02 asks a question that I've actually thought about before, oddly enough. Ignoring a game's other variables, what's a good dollar per hour spent playing ratio to rate whether a game's worth your money? In other words, you know, if you spent $60, do you have to put 60 hours in to make it worth
it? I feel like that's probably the best. I mean, if you can get
that's
an
how
hour
I do
of
it,
entertainment yeah. for a dollar, that's yeah, fucking bad. Really good.
The most tolerant I would say is probably like $2.50, but that
$2.50 an hour. Wow, that must be a
So if you spent $10 and you got 4 hours out of it, you'd be like pretty satisfied.
Yeah, fine. If I spent $60 on a game and like probably with like Black Ops 2, I bought that, I'll probably get 60 hours of the multiplayer plus.
I'm nearly there.
Easy. But like, let's say like Assassin's Creed is a $60 game. If I got 25 hours out of it, I'm pretty satisfied.
Yeah, see, Modern Warfare 3 and games like Modern Warfare 3 is like an aberration, because I have 130 hours in that game.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
130 hours. And I spent $60 on it, so if you want to go by my rule,
yeah, that's true.
I definitely got my money's worth.
50 cents
Yeah, I definitely got my money's worth, but really, I don't feel like I got my money's worth.
Yeah. But that's the nice thing about this question, is it takes the subjectivity out of it. Is that there's a, you know, you did get
dollar
that amount
hour
of time
is my general.
Out of
dollar
it.
An hour.
Yeah,
is
that's a fair. I think a dollar an hour is a fair margin.
I kind of seem to have a different outlook based on whether it's a mostly single player experience or
that's
a multiplayer
true.
Experience.
Good point.
Because for multiplayer, for me, I think the ratio is a lot lower. Like, I expect a lot more play time out of a multiplayer game, whereas a single player game. And this is why I don't typically spend, you know, $60 on single player only. But for me, I got to get, I would say $250 is probably a good a good barometer. Like if you're spending $10 on a game and it's 4 hours long or whatever, I mean, I think that's a pretty reasonable amount.
For me, that's the most depressing. To break it down to monetary value that you get for your money is just a depressing stat that I don't want to fucking do. Because, I mean, how many games have I bought? This is the problem. I have a problem. Same thing Brandon has. I'm such a multiplayer guy. I never finish single player experiences. Even if they're good, I always trail off or I get bored with mods or whatever, get sidetracked. So for me, like a good example, Dishonored. I probably won't ever finish that game, and that's sad because I actually like Dishonored. I played like 6 hours. I don't know if I'm like halfway through maybe on normal difficulty.
Roughly.
I may never go back to that game ever, and I paid $60 for that. And so there's so many examples of that in my Steam library where I'm like, I'm always going back to either free-to-plays or like Counter-Strike, which I bought, you know, what, for like $20 when Counter-Strike Source came out, or Go for $15. So yeah, for me, it's more of a depressing stat. I guess if you really want to boil it down, I guess maybe my thing would be like $1 or $2.50, but it's just too depressing. So
yeah,
I can't think about
There's certain games like for instance, Brink, like serious shit. Like that is a game where that is an example of like seriously bad.
Yeah,
I think I have 12 hours played of Brink.
I have six in,
and it was a $60 game. $60 game. So I paid $5 an hour.
I paid $10 an hour.
I have you beat because I played 6 hours of Modern Warfare 3.
Yep. Yeah,
that's six?
Right. Ten, wow. That's $10 an hour.
I get 10 hours an hour in Brink. That's.
But even like Skyrim, where I have like 20 some hours roughly, and it's a $60 game, and like I haven't even scratched the surface, but I'm pretty satisfied with this 20 hours. Like,
that's fair.
That was an okay purchase for me. So it is very, it's removing the subjectivity, but it's not at the same time. But
I bought a value meal at McDonald's and now I'm dyslexic. Definitely got my money's worth. Sorry, chat, dude.
Dude, Anion is, he's Anion. An amazing tweeter.
I don't even understand.
He's like, yeah, see, Binding of Isaac, excellent example. Oh. I spent $1.50 on Binding of Isaac. $1.50, yeah. And I have 6 hours played.
Yep.
All right. For instance, John owes TF2 money.
That's right.
Well, this is my second account that has 1,500 hours or something. Yeah. My first account had over 4,000. So I'm inching towards 6,000 hours on TF2. That's a lot of time. Let me see how many days that is.
Fucking that's time. A lot of days.
Yeah, you probably owe League money at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. Does it keep an hour? Can you look at... Anyone know? I don't even know if you can look for hourly.
No, I know I'm probably at 300 hours of like Blacklight, but most of that was spent on the Perfect World client or whatever.
Because it's not, and I don't run League through Steam, so
250 days played. I would say maybe 50 of those days are spent in idle servers, but 200 full days played of Team Fortress 2.
Dude, that's almost
accurate.
You're coming up on a year of your life.
Almost World of Warcraft time.
World of Warcraft, I have over a year played on a single character.
Oh, my God.
But when you look at it, World of Warcraft also is $15 a month. So the hourly, you know, your hourly rate might not be as good as some of these other games.
$15 in one day. That's okay.
But that is how I look at it, though. I mean, I was paying $15 a month for WoW, I still got, I got more than my value out of that $15 a month.
You got the entire value of like what you spent on World of Warcraft in 1 month, like pretty legitimately.
Much. I don't know what the, I don't know if that says something about the quality of the game or the quality of my life at the time. But
when John and I were doing 24-hour day PvP, we got our money's worth pretty much.
I didn't fucking get anything. I got misery.
Yeah, you didn't even play with teams half the time, did you?
No, I just went there. I just laid traps and made people mad.
At least I was winning every time.
Yeah.
People wondering what I was talking about with a good question. That is a good question.
That is
a high quality question from Darkwing.
There's also good troll questions, such as exclusively Matt's Wii U question. Solid.
Yeah,
I'm down.
This is the quality bar that you have to hit to get on a podcast.
So this next question is from Sassy Ass Sasquatch. If you could toke any podcast member's hair, whose hair would it be? What hair on their body? And what would you use to toke it?
Wow.
God.
Toke it.
Well, since Nick Fenton's not here and his hair would probably kill you, the bearded people are the best answer here, in my opinion. Like,
do you condition your beard, Scott?
I do, yeah. When I shower, which is very rare. I do condition it. I actually have a watermelon conditioner I bought at CVS for like $2 that was on sale the other day. My beard smells like watermelon right now. So it may be – it's like hookah. It's hookah shit. Just for you. Hookah watermelon beard.
God, I love the hookah.
Bong rips with Hex's beard. I might bong rip Hex's beard. That I could do that. As long as he wore an eye patch and was jerking me off at the same time. It's a weird fetish. But
I'll see you at PAX, sir.
Really specific.
Yeah, APL's neckbeard is like world famous, so I would probably take that. Yeah. I would probably take
that. But
that's just
the fame. It may not be quality. Like, I don't know. Brandon's pubes may be very prime. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen them, but I can imagine. I mean, and someone as organized as Brandon, I'm sure, keeps himself either extremely groomed down there, or he has like designs down there. I can imagine like all kinds of stuff.
You don't have to imagine.
Oh, okay. Well, you have my phone number, so
John always has very well kept hair.
Yeah.
So maybe John's mop on the top there. Mm. John doesn't keep – he keeps his goatee well cut for like 2 days, and then it just goes to shit.
Yeah, it depends on the day that you catch John on.
Yeah, it depends on the
day. I haven't shaved all month. Other than this under here, I haven't shaved at all.
Nick Fenton's pedo stash is the one that you would toke if you're really looking for a crazy time.
Yeah, that's right.
Like,
that's
not like even looking for a good time. You're just like, I want to see how fucked up we can get tonight.
Nick Fenton's like pedo stash in like a prison little thin skinny joint and just get ripped on that. And
that's the shit you wake up, you're like getting fucked by like a black midget and like people are screaming. It's like, what the fuck happened?
All the windows are broken. Yeah. There's a strobe light.
There's like
for
cats
no
running
reason.
Around so eating dumb. Chinese food out of broken boxes on the floor. Shit yes. went down. That's
laced. There's obviously a down. Goat.
Nick Fenton's stash is laced with PCP and LSD. Yeah,
yeah,
probably.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
That's because when kids get near it, he knocks them right out. Gets him on that PCP.
Chloroform right in the mustache.
See, that's another solid question.
Oh, but if you go to the front page of Kotaku right now, the first article is The Rise of the Glorious Master Race of PC Gamers.
Really?
Oh, yes. Damn.
Yep. Is Blacklight Attack in the article? I'm guessing he is.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, that fucking photo is fucking epic.
Oh, and it has the image.
It has the image.
Yeah.
That image itself practically begs an article to be written in its
yeah,
honor.
Yeah, it's so good. It deserves it.
I got to look at this. God. But, next question from at Wheels. If you could make your dick transform into any weapon, what would it be? And then he says, mine would be my dick because it's already a machine. Very confident in its penis.
Wow. Oh,
totally.
God.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, is it always that, or can you transform it at will?
Is this like a fully cooly thing, like where like a robot comes out of your head and then fights people, and your dick just transforms into like a robot? And
I would make it turn into like Excalibur.
I would make my dick turn into a mech. That's a weapon.
That's true.
Is it now? Is it attached? You can't detach it though. It's attached to your body still, right?
Right. Yeah. Then you're like you're gangling behind this giant mech.
John's a little speck and fucking Optimus Prime is like out of his waist. That would be an image right there.
Check out my dick. It's a robot.
Look at my little dick. Image. My dick is amazing.
Tastes just like grease.
Give it a lick. It tastes just like WD-40.
Oh, God.
God, what would I want my dick to transform into? I don't fucking
know. Coctopus Prime.
Oh my god.
I think I want Star Fox's gun from Smash Brothers. So just constant shots from across the stream at all times.
That's really specific.
Yeah, no, I thought about this.
Okay, yeah.
Bitches be like,
I wish my dick could become like, if can we transform it back and forth or no, like, is it, are you done forever?
No, it's dick sometimes.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. So you can transform it. And so
yeah, it's just a dick. Right. I mean, if you have to piss, dude, you might be in trouble if it's a mech.
I want my dick to become a giant gummy bear that I could then bring to my face and eat like anywhere. Because I love gummy bears.
How are you qualifying that as a weapon?
Well, You can also hit people with it. It's fucking a huge gummy bear, dude.
And I just have this well, it's not awesome. It's more terrifying. Picture of you just totally nude.
You know, this gummy bear out of my waist. Coming up.
I
totally forgot about the weapon part, to be honest. I just want my eating fucking gummy bear.
Yeah, Fortiche brings up a good point. So you just want to eat your dick, is what you're saying.
At the end of the day, that's what
don't we all? Don't we all?
I want it to be that texture. I just love gummy candy textures. Eating my
okay. Oh my god, so awesome chat things right now. Wait, so gummy bear dick isn't normal? Time to check WebMD.
Oh my god, WebMD.
Wow. Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, someone draw Scott eating his own dick as a gummy bear.
No, don't anyone ever draw. I feel like it's more like a gummy worm situation.
No, but that's what people would expect. You want it to be that's
a Sour Patch Kid.
They're the best. God,
the texture of that shit. Like, how would that feel if that was your dick?
Like sandpaper.
The sugar on the outside. It's like weird. It's like rough. It's like reptilian skin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it would be like. Dragon scale dick.
Sandpaper. You're like licking your dick because it's
the sugar. And on that note, stream
questions, dude.
On that note, oh my goodness, Wheels, you've led us to places we wanted to go and didn't know it. On that note, guys, that ends episode 70 of the podcast. Thank you for coming out tonight. Make sure to follow us on @KBModGaming on Twitter, facebook.com/KBMod. Of course, on twitch.tv/KBMod, and follow everyone on our stream team. And thank you very much for coming out, and we'll see you for episode 71. Post show is still up in the air. I don't know. We'll let you know. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Later.
Later, guys.
Later.
Dude.